the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, August 29, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Florida backs Trump in the GOP primary race for governor, and a big surprise on the Democratic side. Also on the Wednesday rundown, student homelessness skyrockets in Idaho, and we will take you to an Illinois community searching for answers following a cancer risk report. Topping our news, Florida Representative Ron DeSantis cruised to an easy victory in the GOP gubernatorial primary Tuesday evening. The AP and NBC called the race moments after the polls closed at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. According to Talking Points memo, the Florida congressman successfully leveraged his allegiance to President Trump and endorsement from him to win over voters in the closely watched primary contest. On the Democratic side, Vox News reports Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum prevailed in the hotly contested Democratic primary for the Florida governor. Vox says that gives the left another marquee win in the 2018 midterms. Gillum is the first black gubernatorial candidate in Florida history. He will face DeSantis in November's general election, a race forecasters have currently rated as a toss-up. Homelessness and a lack of stable housing for their families has soared among Idaho students in the past few years. Eric Tiganoff has more on a new analysis.
The Idaho State Department of Education finds K-12 students without regular housing increased from about 4,700 in the 2010 school year to about 7,800 in 2017, a more than 60% rise over 7 years. Alejandra Cernarinos, a policy director with the Idaho Asset Building Network, says a lack of affordable housing is driving this issue in both urban and rural areas.
Rents have risen out of proportion with wages over many, many years, causing more and more families and school children to double up with other families for budget reasons, live in motels or in hotels, or live completely unsheltered with a number of consequences.
About 2.5% of students in Idaho lived with housing instability in the last school year. The number was about 1.5% in 2010. Large districts such as Caldwell and West Ada have seen homeless student numbers more than double, but rural communities have also suffered. Total enrollment was less than 500 in a majority of the school districts with the highest rates of students experiencing homelessness.
The state's rapid growth, fastest in the nation last year, is contributing to the housing affordability crisis. On the other side of the coin, Stephanie Carson reports it's back to school for people of all ages in the volunteer state as a record number of adults head to college through the state's Tennessee Reconnect program.
The grants are available to residents over age 25 to earn an associate's degree or technical certificate. The program has seen more than 31,000 applications, almost double what was expected. Mike Krause with the Tennessee Higher Education Commission says the interest level is indicative of the need.
We think that that is happening actually even as our economy is strong, because we've made an unprecedented offer to these adult students that they could attend community or technical college tuition free. And that opportunity is one that nowhere else in the nation.
He cites the program as one reason community college enrollment is on the rise in Tennessee, when it has been on the decline in other parts of the country. The low unemployment rate means more people are working, and federal funding cutbacks to higher education have also had an impact.
About 2 out of 3 enrollees are women. Many are looking to support their family and be a role model for their children. And police officers who help keep the peace at Ohio schools could be getting expanded training. Here's Mary Sherman.
Governor Kasich recently signed House Bill 318, which authorizes $14 million in grant dollars for schools to implement new safety measures, including the training of new school resource officers, or SROs. State Representative John Patterson, who co-sponsored the bill, explains it will require at least 40 hours of training for full-time SROs, including juvenile psychology training to better respond to adolescent mental health and drug use.
To not only be law enforcement, but also to be on the cutting edge of issues that students might have and to ward them off before they become major problems.
The bill does not require schools to hire a SRO, instead defines duties and qualifications for new hires.
The law takes effect November 2nd. Only 8 other states have similar legislation. This story was produced with original reporting from Anna Huntsman at Kent State. And finally, people in the Chicago suburb of Willowbrook are on the edge after a federal report showing the area faces some of the country's highest cancer risks from toxic air pollution.
The report says a local company uses ethylene oxide, a gas the EPA has said is more dangerous than previously thought. Sterigenics International offers sterilizing services for the medical, pharmaceutical, and food industries. The report says exposure in communities near the plant means a cancer risk of more than 9 times the national average. Willowbrook Mayor Frank Tilla, whose office is across the street from the plant, says he's been scrambling for answers since the report came out late last week.
They are not able to tell us as much emphatically about the long-term risk as the day-to-day risk. And that's where we're at. We're trying to assess, you know, what's good for our people that work here and all around here and our residents. And that's our only focus.
The EPA links the easily absorbed chemical to breast and blood cancers. Nearly 20,000 people in southeast DuPage County live within a mile of the facility. Willowbrook and the EPA hold a public forum tonight at Ashton Place at 7 p.m. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The National Cancer Institute says exposure to ethylene oxide is highly irritating, induces nausea and vomiting, and chronic exposure can lead to several cancer types, including leukemia and stomach cancer. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.